The following radio program is a report by Wendy Bartley on Perspectives, a festival conference of electroacoustic music presented in June 1991 at Concordia University in Montreal by the Canadian Electroacoustic Community and the Department of Music of Concordia University.
What are you doing? I'm doing a radio documentary.
Oh yeah?
Of the CEC Festival. That's why I'm walking with this microphone.
What exactly are you documenting?
Besides just me babbling.
Sounds good.
So if you haven't done so yet, I would advise you to go there tomorrow morning. That is the music department in the central building at the end of the hall. Please go there to register. It's important that we have that information. I will not repeat this in French simply because
the people.
Well, actually, yeah, they
also. I think we've had really nice weather.
So
we could have gone fishing. Next time, I think we should do the CC electroacoustic fishing days. I think that would be an interesting thing, and we could have a multi-speaker system set up around the lake, and we could fish and listen to music, and it sounds great, huh? So maybe I'll set it up with Al Mattis.
Fundraiser.
Yes. Yes, and we can get some fishing people. I don't know. There's a lot of CC like fishermen, or fisherwomen.
And I'd like to introduce Kevin Austin, Artistic Director of Perspectives.
Alors voici Marc Tremblay.
C'est moi qui ai payé pour la tour.
They never care about
it. I caused that much problem, man.
If I may, I'd like to introduce you to a Sony stereo microphone.
Oh, hi.
Sony stereo microphone. This is Barbara Golden. No, this is Wendy Bartley.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi,
Wendy Bartley. Barbara Golden. Wendy is a Toronto. Well, I am a. She's a Toronto composer, and she's in charge of doing the cassettes for music work. She's a really nice person, but she's got this strange habit. She walks around with a microphone all the time.
I can relate to that. It's really fun.
In the course of this radio documentary, you will be taken on a sound walking tour along the corridors and in the concert hall of Perspectives. Excerpts of pieces combined with sounds of the people and places of Perspectives make the oral lines between the electroacoustic composition and our everyday lives almost indistinguishable.
Thank you.
freedom of friendly countries. And the freedom of if control rate oil reserve fell into the hands of friendly
people. It's got a wonderful story about the relationship between electroacoustics and the world. Electroacoustics will take over the world eventually, but you have to get it from Kevin, so please do get that story.
And an archival thing of performances that have been, so that we have this body, this document, that we can keep shoving in the faces of people, saying, look at what we're doing. This is what Canadian music is doing. Because there's nowhere that this stuff is. And you go into a ministry and you start talking about it, and they say, oh yeah, you don't have this stuff that you can put in front of them.
Saddam Hussein, the freedom of...
And they say, oh yeah, you don't have this stuff that you can put in front of.
We've been trying to work on it in Toronto between the new music groups. And with the younger people in the new music groups, it's working. The old guard is still saying, oh God, you've got a piece of my pie. We don't want any more new music groups. But it is happening with the younger people.
Composers, after the concerts and, you know, sitting in a restaurant and so on, there seemed to be this urgency or this need to reach out to younger composers, to find ways to define yourself as a community. And you seem to be struggling with in this kind of growth process. And I've seen the same in the film community, where we're trying to define ourselves, find a relationship to the government agencies that fund us, the audiences that don't show up, the established guard that's entrenched, the institutions and the professors that are in
generation,
the people who are disenfranchised and on the outside,
compositional techniques,
the students, the younger composers. How do you bring all these people together and define
freedom of friendly community
and reach an audience and reach a larger audience? And what are your needs? Do you want to reach larger audiences, or is it more of an elitist thing? And watching you grapple with those things was it just struck me that those same things are happening in film, and I've seen them happening in other art forms. And
found that in painting, diversity, and that,
not so much in painting, I think, but electroacoustic music and experimental
film. A good thing. I like that. Yeah. Stylistic diversity, the diversity of
Bentley.
Well, what must be not only generation, but compositional techniques involved. And a diversity of influences, stylistic. So it's very lively scene.
Yeah, we might want to do some group pictures or something. Oh, sorry, I'm recording this. I don't mean to
record. Pan, yeah. Are you recording this?
In the daytime when it's light.
It's aesthetics are pan.
Like, you know,
I mean, like as in Pan American, pan aesthetic.
Sure. You know what we should do? You know the Spanish.
It's pan. Yeah. It's pan aesthetic. It sounds like a panacea, but well, I, as far as I'm concerned, pan aesthetics are panaceas.
Franco fun, fun son, Franco son, Franco fun.
We all pick 8 minutes and 12 seconds.
D'ailleurs, j'ai eu Bruce Pellicott qui m'a parlé. Et je vais.